Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 30, Johannesburg 28 en Emalahleni 26 grade.
Goeiemôre, ek sê die rekening Pretoria, presies in die Witlaan, verkeersde buitewerking by Uffiesweg.
In your sport, Hugo Bruges names a preliminary Bafana Bafana squad for this month's World Cup qualifiers and the Proteas receive a major injury boost ahead of their Champions Trophy semi-final against New Zealand today.
Ons begin met die goeie nuus. Petrol, diesel, paraffin en gas is vanoggend af goedkoper vir die res van die maand.
Both grades of petrol will decrease by 7 cents a liter. Diesel will decrease by 17.5 and 23.5 cents a liter. Paraffin will decrease by 8 cents per liter at retail level and LP gas will decrease by 2 cents per kilogram.
Woordvoerder vir die Departement van Minerale Hulpbronne en Energie, Robert Makie, sê dis te danke aan 'n lae olieprys en die rand wat oor die afgelope maand sterker was teen die Amerikaanse dollar. Die nuwe pryse is by jackrandafm.com. Klik op nuus. Polisieminister Senzam Tkunu sê die ondersoek na verraad teen Afriforum en Solidariteit oor die beweerde verspreiding van vals inligting word in 'n ernstige lig beskou. Die ondersoek volg na talle hoë vlak vergaderings in Washington tussen 'n afvaardiging van die twee organisasies en amptenare van president Donald Trump se administrasie. Tkunu het aan die parlement gesê die nasionale vervolgingsgesag sal 'n besluit neem oor die klagtes teen 4 individue.
Investigations are at an initial stage and they are being investigated with collaboration of the NPA. And once they have taken a decision whether to prosecute or not, we will then inform you.
Na die Noordwes waar beampte sê hulle werk vol stoom om water na die Zeerustgebied te herstel. Ontstoke inwoners het gister die strate in gevaar en die N4 afgesper as deel van hulle betogings teen swakdienslewering en die polisie het rubberkoels moes vuur in 'n poging om die nasionale pad weer te kon heropen. En in Washington het Amerika se president Donald Trump vanoggend sy eerste toespraak voor die landse kongres gelewer sedert sy herverkiesing in November verlede jaar. Trump het sy planne voorgelê en begin met
America is back. There has been nothing but swift and unrelenting action to usher in the greatest and most successful era in the history of our country. We have accomplished more in 43 days than most administrations accomplished in 4 years.
Trump het duidelik gemaak, dis egter nog net die begin. Republikeine het hande geklap na byna elke sin, terwyl demokrate bly sit het. Demokratiese kongreslid Al Green is aan die begin van die toespraak uitgegooi nadat hy geweier het om stil te bly. En terug by die huis, 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing vir erge donderstorms oor die Mpumalanga se platoorand bly in plek. Daar's ook nog baie en donderbuie op pad vir Gauteng, Limpopo en die Noordwes. Pretoria op na 30, Johannesburg 28, Mpumalanga en Polokwane 29, Emalahleni 26, Rustenburg 27. As jy reis Kaapstad op na 30 grade, Gqeberha 25, Durban 29, Bloemfontein 31. Ex-Gerard de Souza, the top story at this hour. Petrol, diesel, paraffin and gas all cheaper from this morning.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Certain things just come in and out of fashion. They just come back. I remember wearing a pair of my mother's skinny jeans at the first year's concert. I wore it on stage. I've got them at home still. I think they were from the 60s.
You know, my mom had those very kind of old school summer floral dresses that were very big in the 80s. I've kept it. My mother was a lot smaller than me, but I'm convinced that one day I will get into that dress.
Right. What is trendy within your generation right now? The lucky thing about the show is we've got people from Gen Alpha all the way up.
I am a 1996 baby. Definitely bell bottoms, skinny jeans, that, and definitely cargo pants.
I think for Gen Z, the most common thing to wear is baggy clothes or crop top and a really short pants.
I can like it, but slight on December. Like a sea horror to cruise.